About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
Hell yeah, good morning. Welcome to your K-Rock. It is just after 9 o'clock. I'm excited for this hour because the Dumb Off is back. The most controversial thing that happens annually on the show is the Dumb Off to figure out who will be wearing the sash of stupidity. That is maybe the most shameful part, is that just in time for our big endless summer keg, or someone will show up there in a bathing suit wearing the sash that says official Dumb Off winner. Allie, you've worn the sash before. It's not fun. Johnny's worn the sash before.
I don't look good on a sash.
We can put those pictures up, and you can see on our Instagram that no one looks happy when they win the Dumb Off. Actually, I think 1 year Johnny did think he won. He was really proud of himself.
But it's like he was proud he got 2 degrees.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway, the Dumb Off comes back this hour on K-Rock, and I believe round one, it's Johnny versus Jake. Winner, or I guess I should say loser, moves on. And we'll ultimately make it into the finals of the Dumb Off. So every day this week, it's a salute to back to school to figure out who on this show is the dumbest once and for all. That'll be happening this hour. Right now, though, we'd love you to be the 20th caller at 800-520-1067 so we can invite you to come to Just Like Heaven, happening Saturday at the Brookside the Rose Bowl. It's going to be a great show, always is. Great festival here in Southern California. And this lineup does not disappoint with the Strokes, LCD Sound System, and many, many others. Full lineup has been posted on K-Rock and at our Instagram, I believe, Klein Alley Show. As we say good morning to the 20th caller, we filibustered for long enough, and we say, hey, Jose.
Hey, Sweet David.
You are going to the show on Saturday. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, guys.
Sweet David, have yourself a good time at the Brookside the Rose Bowl, and enjoy yourself some Just Like Heaven. Thank you for starting your day with us on K-Rock. Greatly appreciate that as well.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Brian and Ellie. Woo!
You're very, very welcome.
It's nice to start out like that on a Monday. I feel like it sets the tone for the rest of your week when one good thing like that happens Monday morning, 9 a.m.
Also, wanted to congratulate Brenda from Lawndale because she was the winner last week that got the Six Flags tickets, but also will be getting that 2027 gold pass.
Brenda!
So, big day for Jose, big day for Brenda, and big day for you coming up. If you enjoy making fun of us, we'll figure out who is the dumbest on the show. Round one of the Dumb Off will start in moments. Of course, we'll come back in a second, though, and solve the internet's biggest riddles with some clickbait. So go nowhere. We need you after Linkin Park. 2 minutes, 17 seconds. More Klein Alley Show next. Right. All right, we'll get to the Dumb Off in moments, and already people are placing their bets on who will win round one between Jake the Ace, claims he doesn't lose anything on the show, and Postmaster Johnny, a professional idiot. So that'll be coming up later this morning. Right now, though, it's time for us to solve a problem on the internet involving things that are making you appear less attractive than you actually are. And this is according to dating app research. So keep in mind, in life, sometimes you're like, I'm a pair of threes. I was born a pair of threes. And depending on how you play that hand, you could potentially come across like something more. It could be like a pair of sixes, pair of eights.
Well, I think you've upgraded to like three of a kind.
You could even go there. But sometimes you play your cards poorly and your pair of threes all of a sudden becomes like, you know, jack high because of how you played your cards. So this is something that is instantly making you appear less attractive than you are. It's time for clickbait. Here we go.
Man,
all right. A lot of things out there that you could be doing and should be doing. Bait, and as you can tell, if you spent any time on the dating apps or if you're single or in a relationship now that's not fulfilling to you, you think to yourself, there's no good people in L.A. A lot of people like to say that. There's just no good people in this town. I'm in the wrong place. I need to move somewhere else. I know people that have moved because they've just decided nothing's happening for me here. I'm going to move. And guess what? They move somewhere completely different, and it's the same situation.
You can't find anybody there either.
Yeah, there's no one in New York. I find it hard to believe in a place that has millions and millions of people that there's no one.
No, you need to go to, like, Ohio, where there's, like, one nice guy that just can't find love.
Yeah, but even that, though, you go there and you go, these people all suck.
And you're like, but now I'm here in Ohio.
So the question is, what is the thing you are probably doing right now? I know for a fact that one of the single people on this show does this, by the way. For a fact. And it makes you appear way less attractive than you already are.
This is something people do on a date?
It's something you do when communicating with someone that you've maybe started the conversation with? So, like, it could be on a date. It could be just in the pre-date back and forth of, like, hey, I swiped on you, you swiped on me. But it's something that people are doing that makes them way less attractive, appear less attractive. What do you think it is?
I think it's TMC, too much communication.
Too much talking.
Yeah, if you're going back and forth, if you're following up too soon after the date, if you are too chatty in the text back and forth, potentially giving people too much information about your dating history, stuff like that, just seems like you've got too much to share.
All right, oversharing makes you less attractive, according to Allie. We have the actual answer. This is according to research from multiple different dating apps and dating experts as well. Let's say hi to Jake the Nerd, who is currently on the app. Well, he was on the apps, then he stopped paying, so now he's back off the apps. But, yeah. Jake, what do you think it is that instantly makes you less attractive?
Yeah, like, I don't know, everything I do. Flip-flops, cargo shorts.
That is correct.
Crabby beard.
You have gotten the right answer.
It's yeah, but you're slaying right now.
Everything Jake does. Yeah, Jake, that's not the answer, because that's right. Ever since you gave control of your profile to Allie and Vanessa, you have gone from zero matches to infinite.
No, well, not infinite, but one in particular that we're hitting off well.
Yeah, you guys are dating, right?
Sorta.
Didn't you go? Didn't you go from no dates over the course of a year to like six dates in a 3-week period?
Yeah, there was a bunch.
And did you ever say thank you to Allie or?
Well, I think no, I didn't say thank you because I think they tried to sabotage me. Actually,
everyone, what? By the way, left my pool party on Friday and said thank you. That was a lot of fun. And Jake said, "Can I take some of these beers?"
Did he also eat the cheese soup?
Yes, he loved the cheese soup.
It was like nature nachos. Those are great.
It was like regular cheese, and then in like a half an hour, it was
melted.
All
so hot in the valley, it just melted. And Jake was eating the cheese leavings off the platter. He loved it.
Yeah, we love cheese leavings.
So, what is the answer? Other than using the phrase "we love cheese leavings," what is the other thing that makes you less attractive?
That's my guess, man. It's like, I mean, maybe not wearing appropriate attire on a date.
Okay. Omar, what do you think it is? It instantly makes you appear less attractive than you are.
I think if you tell the person that you're interested in that I go to TikTok for all my medical advice and you show up to the date with oil in your ear, I think that's going to be a big turnoff.
I disagree. I think women like guys covered in oil.
Yeah, it's all lubed up, all ready to go.
Your shirt just looks all stained. You look like a mess, dude.
This was a bad... This morning, last night into this morning, have not been my proudest moment.
This must be the weirdest thing I've ever witnessed, seriously.
Well, you should
see what's... You're making me hungry for popcorn.
Come on. For anyone who's watching live on YouTube, I'm covered in
squirt
oil.
It out of your ear.
Oil is dripping out of my ears. I followed a stupid TikTok doctor.
It does not stop. Yeah. There's more oil.
There's a lot in there. I've put in a lot of oil.
Leave it to Klein to turn a very simple problem
into like
the biggest.
All right. Well, regardless, if there's a mechanic listening now, I need some advice. I'm leaking bad. You're right.
But my real guess is going to be if you seem too aloof, like I don't care, really, whatever.
Oh,
you put off that
right.
line. Yeah.
Chicks dig it.
According to no one's right this time.
What?
And I'll tell you, you'll know as soon as I say the answer who is responsible for this. But as soon as you appear to be very, very, very available, and have unlimited open possible times.
I could do tomorrow night or the night after or the night after that.
You instantly become so much less attractive. And they said that even in this research they did to find this out, saying something like, I'm free Friday, as opposed to, I could probably make Friday work, it changes your attractiveness level significantly.
I love that phrase because we all use it and it means nothing. I'll try to make it work.
Yeah, but once you say that,
I'll do nothing, and then
it
just
becomes
go.
You're just not some loser waiting around for anything to happen. Like when we're trying to figure out stuff for the schedule of the show.
When we were trying to plan the summer
the
hangout. Yeah.
Omar, very attractive because Omar has no availability to make any date work. Jake, on the other hand, wide open.
Wide open,
Every possible date we threw out there, Jake would make us wait for him to go into his phone just so to go, yep, that'll work for me as well.
Well, even this new girl that he's dating, he's like, yeah, we hung out last night and then the night after that and then the night after that. Like, they're just full-fledged all in.
So think about the way you phrase, even if your plan is great, if she wants to go out or he wants to go out, let's make it happen.
Don't seem so available.
Anytime works, any day works.
I just sit at home and stare at a wall.
You got to say something along the lines of, I can rearrange some stuff. I think that's I love that move. Let me rearrange some things.
I'll make it work. I can move some things around, even if you have no things to move around.
Right. Makes it seem like you're a busy person with busy things and people to see. Well, there you have it. That was your clickbait today, and hopefully that helps you. Vanessa is so unavailable that she refuses to date anyone. But I think that, Vanessa, true or false, if you said to a guy that you when it's good for you and he goes, anytime, that's like, ugh, right?
I would be like, don't you have stuff to do?
Right.
Don't you have a life?
That's the thing. So when Jake says, I can make any time work, yep, that'll work. That's great. No problem. That's a little ugh.
Except between 1 and 4, my nap.
Yeah.
Very bizarre.
1 and 5.
Jesus. Such a long time.
When we get back.
Sometimes 5:30.
The dumb off is upon us. And I already know there's going to be controversy over one of the questions. So Jake and Johnny will be battling it out, round one of the dumb off. We welcome you back to school. We get to that, and if you're wondering, will we give away more tickets later today to come hang out with us at the just-announced Endless Summer Kegger / Clam Slam competition?
You never know.
Yes, absolutely we will, since Vanessa said no. But we will at some point this morning before we get out of here, so stick around. More winning is next. I'm Nick Fike on K-Rock. We are Klein Alley Show. In the studio right now, we have a Jake the Nerd. We have a Postmaster Johnny. It's very rare that they ever come into the actual studio, and it makes us all uncomfortable. But we're doing it because it's time for the return of our Welcome Back to School and the Dumb Off.
The Dumb Off.
Got those for all my quotes.
Very quotable in the world of Dumb Alley. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Anything you'd like to say, Jake and Johnny, before you guys are going round toe-to-toe in the first round of the Dumb Off?
You done, son.
I'm excited. I've been looking forward to this, actually.
And Johnny, correct me if I'm wrong, but you've tied Alley multiple years as the winner.
In 2023, we tied. In 24, I took the cake. Last year, she won. And this year, the champion is yet to be determined.
Allie, I just want you to know, if you win the Dumb Off again this year, we are going to take your shirt off and hang it up in the rafters here in the K-Rock studio. We are going to retire your shirt because you are that good in the world of dumb.
I want to retire that shirt.
It's too oily. I don't think it'll stay. Slip out off the ceiling. All right, guys, we have 7 questions. If you'd like to participate and figure out if you are dumb or not, this will test every possible level of intelligence. I know there's always a conspiracy about the Dumb Off.
Yeah,
that the questions,
every level thing is such.
It's BS, man. This isn't based off of anything. They're just riddles.
They're not riddles.
No science.
They are, I know. People on the text line were saying, can we please get like some kind of just a general ACT question or something that actually measures intelligence and not a bunch of dumb riddles?
These are not dumb riddles. In fact, these are the types of questions that actually will force you to use your brain differently than the obvious answer.
And yeah, that's what a riddle is.
Question one. You guys are separated by a folder, so you cannot cheat.
Yes.
Question one. Allie,
how would I want to cheat by looking at his answer?
That's right. That would be pretty dumb. If you did that, that would be dumb.
You would win the Dumb Off.
Yeah, that's the only way to win. Question one. A father.
Oh, Jesus.
Here we go.
Is 4 times as old as his son. In 20 years, he'll be exactly twice as old. How old are they now?
See, this is where I just throw in the towel, just like...
Just pick a number.
Yeah, just pick a number. Let's go. All right. Just a random number, dude. This is total crap.
I know. It's total crap.
Say it one more time.
Yeah, see? If you have to repeat the question, it's a bad question. It's terrible, dude.
That's a good point, Johnny.
A father is 4 times as old as his son. In 20 years, he'll be twice as old. How old are they now? You guys are making it more complicated than it actually is.
It's a dumb question, first of all.
I'm going to go to the next question.
It's a dumb question off.
Yeah.
Not a dumb question off.
We should call this the Klein off, man.
You know what, Al? You keep track. We'll just answer them as we go. Let's not wait around for the answers. Let's not force the listeners to sit through this whole thing. Maybe they only want to hear a few questions. Jake, did you get an answer?
Gosh. Has to be... I don't know. 25.
No. What'd you write down there?
Wow. I wrote 80.
You wrote the dad is 80 now?
Well, he's going to be 80 in 40 years when you said you quadruple it. He's quadrupled the years.
The dad is 40 and the son is 10 currently. And in 20 years, so right now the dad is 4 times older than the son.
The dad's 40?
Yes.
That's an old-ass dad.
The dad is 40 and the son is 10. And understand that in 20 years, the son will be 30 and the dad will be 60.
Yeah.
It's a very simple question. Allie, that's not a riddle. That's math right there. That's basic math.
I wrote down 20 and 40 first, but I was like,
Jake.
It was right here.
Allie, it's Jake telling you why you wrote down the right answer, then cross out. That is dumb. That's dumber than Johnny somehow.
Question two. I just see a little Doodling.
A book is to reading as a cookbook is to what? Johnny looks like he is perplexed right now.
No, I actually have a, really solid answer for this.
Jake, when you're ready, let me know.
I'm ready.
All right. Johnny, a book is to reading as a cookbook is to what?
Cooking.
Jake, what did you write?
I didn't write down anything. I was going to say cooking, too.
Oh, man. We're tied right now, dude. Guys, this is a great score.
The answer is reading. It's still a book. You still read it.
Yeah, but it's the purpose of the book is to cook.
Yeah, you take action.
No, wrong. It's still reading.
You're not just going to sit on the couch and read a cookbook.
Yeah.
Some people do that.
Who?
People do that.
Martha Stewart.
Single people with cats.
Once again, it's still reading, you guys. Both 0 for 2 in the
dumb. Well, it's also with action. You don't just read a cookbook. It's like instructions.
There's no New York Times bestseller cookbook.
Yeah, there is.
Maybe there is.
Let's go to question 3. Let's go to math now.
Finally.
What is half of 2 plus 2? What is half of 2 plus 2?
Easy. Come on. Hit me with it.
Johnny?
Ready? The number is 3.
Jake, what'd you write down?
I wrote 2.
Johnny's right.
Oh! Number
2 plus 2,
oh!
Half of 4 is 3?
Half of 2.
Half of 2 is 1, plus 2 is 3.
What?
Let's go.
Yeah, but you know what? You could also say plus 2.
No.
Yeah, like
so I said it.
That's still wrong.
What is half of 2?
1.
What is half of 2 plus 2?
You didn't listen. You didn't listen to what he said.
It's all about how you say it. And Johnny is now gone up a point on the ace.
Wow.
Jake is mad. Jake is fuming.
I mean, and that's a BS way to ask that question.
How is Johnny going to be out of this in the first round?
It's purposefully misleading.
We're going to have to see if we can get that sash and tie-dye this year for Jake.
Great. It'd be the first year I don't have to make it.
I want to get tattooed.
Jake, you're making the sash regardless, even if you have to wear it.
Well, don't jinx it. Let's keep going.
Guys, Johnny's up 1 point now. What word becomes shorter when you add 2 letters to it?
I remember this one. We did it a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah, I think I do.
Say it one more time.
What word becomes shorter when you add 2 letters to it? That's the dumb off on K-Rock. Write down answers so that we know that no one changed. Johnny, are you done yet? You seem like you're thinking.
Start with Jake first.
No, if you don't have an answer, we can't.
I do have something written down, yes.
Okay, Jake, what did you write?
I wrote down short.
That is the right answer. Yeah. Johnny, what did you write?
I wrote the word 2 with 2 O's. I don't know.
Explain that to me, please.
I wrote the word 2 with 2 O's because it could be 2 with like T-O, or it could be 2 with a T-O-O, or it could be 2 with T-W-O.
All right. Yeah, John, to think that they have the same score at this point, Jake, how's that make you feel?
Terrible.
Jake is right. The word short, you add 2 letters, it becomes shorter.
Oh, damn it. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Okay. We go to your next question. Now it's all tied up. There's only 3 questions left in this exciting dumb-off.
Okay.
And for this next question, then we're going to play a song to let everyone rest their brain. A farmer has chickens and cows. There are 10 heads and 28 legs. How many cows does the farmer have?
One more time, please.
Yeah, this ain't a damn question, man.
A farmer has chickens and cows. There are 10 heads and 28 legs. How many cows does the farmer have?
We have time. We're going to have a song.
Yeah,
so
you guys got to be able to...
I'm going to play this Incubus song. Come back with the answer for that and the final 3 questions in the Dumb Off on K-Rock. K-Rock, finale show. There's been a lot of talk during that Incubus song about heads and legs and Johnny asking the question, what color is the farmer, and all that happened off the air. And that's because...
Serious question.
We're in the middle of something that we call the Dumb Off.
The Dumb Off.
Currently, if you're keeping track, the score is tied between Jake, who calls himself the ace and thinks he's smarter than all of us, and Johnny, who is the 3-time returning Dumb Off champion, always in the finals. Johnny's drawn a lot of cow parts and a lot of head parts. The question we asked before that song was, a farmer has chickens and cows. There are 10 heads and 28 legs total. How many cows does the farmer have? There is an actual answer. Johnny, you've done a lot of drip doodling, but what do you have?
That's what I asked you. What are we trying to find? You just told me he has the
you spent this whole time just doing nothing because you didn't know the question?
I was drawing, and I asked this guy.
What is the answer you had ready to go?
Now I don't even know what my answer is.
Well, you drew the 10 little heads on your paper.
I drew 10 little heads, and then I wrote the number 24. And then I put... Yeah, I put 24.
So what's your answer to the question?
I guess 24.
24 cows?
Just 24 cows?
I thought it was 24 feet.
Okay. Jake, what did you write?
6.
Also wrong.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
I had 6 fours actually grouped
right
here. No, yeah.
6 times 4 is 20, then 4 times 2.
6 times 4 is 24.
8. He had four cows.
I thought it was 4 cows.
4 cows, and the rest are chickens.
Wait, what?
Yeah, four
does
cows.
Either one work?
Yeah, 4 cows. No, 4 cows, because 4 cows works out to basically you have 4 heads taken care of and 16 legs taken care of, which leaves exactly 6 heads left and 12, 6 heads and 12 legs left. So it works out. It's only one answer works for that question. That's real intelligence right there. Real Damn. Intelligence. So Jake,
I can't believe you got that wrong, Jake.
Yeah, it sucks.
He was so confident during the song.
I can't believe you both. You really had a chance to take the lead on this.
Guys, we're down to 2 questions now, and it's tied up in round 1 of the dumb off. By the way, Allie, the sash from last year, the big dummy sash, has been brought in, so YouTube and anyone watching along can see what this looks like.
Yes, and would you like to issue out the correction?
Imagine someone having to wear that. Yeah, apparently Vanessa claims that she was the loser last year of the dumb off, the winner, excuse me, and she wore the sash. So Allie has only won this thing twice, I think. So sorry, Allie.
I won it once and then tied another time.
We tied in 23, yeah.
And I said winning or I said losing?
It's
because
winning.
Because I said like the loser of the dummies.
You're the winner of the dummies. It's all about how you phrase it. Guys, here's your next question. This one's easy. I hope.
No, it's not.
A father and a son
are
in a car accident.
Oh, yeah. All right. I think I already know the answer.
Call
to this
Sweet
one.
James.
That's right. That's right.
That's the
this
answer.
Is product placement. Johnny got it right.
Bada bing.
The father dies. The surgeon says, I can't operate. This is my son. How is that possible?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an answer already, Jake?
I already know the answer to this one.
Right.
This is a classic riddle.
Johnny? It's not riddle. It's intelligence test.
Uh-huh.
I think it is. It's his dad. The doctor's his dad.
His dad died
In
the car accident. That was the first bit of information I gave you.
And then who's...
And then the surgeon says, I cannot operate. This is my son.
This is my son? Oh, they're brothers. Is that the answer?
Why would he say this is my son?
Let's just go with brothers. Let's just lock that in.
Jake, what'd you write down?
It's his mother.
Yeah, that is the correct answer. And by the way, I just to prove how sexist this entire world is, I gave Allie that question during the last commercial break, and she also did not come up with couldn't even fathom the concept that the surgeon could have been the boy's mother.
No, I just said it was the grandfather.
Yeah. Yeah, Allie went to another generation of man. Well, it's got to be some other man close to the boy.
That's what I thought, too. I was like, there's no way a woman could be a surgeon.
Well, that is sad that you would think that.
Damn.
Because that is the correct answer. And now Jake goes
up
one.
Wait, did you say the surgeon said I can't operate?
Yes.
Or did you say he said?
No, he said the surgeon.
Yeah, the surgeon said I cannot operate. He's my son.
So moms can't operate on their sons if they're in the ER?
Yeah, that is weird. I mean, she can fully do that.
Well, she could have done it had she not been an emotional woman.
Being a pussy.
It's probably too cold in there because of the whole... I don't understand. All right, final question now. Jake, you could either win this thing or potentially tie with Johnny.
So Jake does have 2 points.
Let's get a math.
Jake's
Come
up.
On.
I mean, it's the fact that Jake is this close to Johnny is sad. And there's not been a lot of correct answers
in
this round
together.
Of the dumb-off. It's the final question. A basket contains 6 eggs. 6 people each take 1 egg, but 1 egg remains in the basket. How is that possible? That is your last question in the dumb off. And this does test, you know, and I appreciate everyone on the text line. Not all the people that say these are riddles, shut up. But the people that say this is actual definite testing of real intelligence.
Who said that?
No one.
We're looking at the same text line.
Yeah.
Waiting for
we have
text.
4 texts on
Thank
this
you
text
to all
line.
The people who said these are great questions.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We're reading
Klein
them all.
Texting himself.
So, once again, it's a basket that has 6 eggs. 6 people each take 1 egg, but 1 egg remains in the basket. How? Johnny, you want to go first this time?
Nah, I don't know. I think somebody just forgot it. They all took them and they're like, oh, somebody forgot an egg.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Wait. One of them is conjoined twins. So they take one of the eggs and they count as one. Two people for the price of one.
Okay. Interesting. That's
a really interesting answer.
I think that sounds like a good answer. Yeah. I want to copy Johnny.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Same answer. You already won this anyway.
Conjoined twins.
You're really going to say that, Jake?
I have no idea. If it's six people or six eggs and each take one, this is one of those dumb riddles. It should be zero.
It's a dumb riddle. Watch. Yeah. The basket has a hole. Is that what you're going to say?
The basket wanted to be left.
The egg was his brother.
The egg was his brother. The egg was the mother.
The correct answer is the last person took the egg with the basket. They just took the basket with the egg in it.
Ghetto.
What?
Ghetto.
That's a
bitch took the basket?
Yeah. Oh, that's getting real close to a shoe shiner bush right there. So there you have it with the final score of
2-1.
God damn, that's sad. Those are sad numbers. 2-1, the dumb off. Johnny, congratulations. Woo. You move on another round.
I would like to say I got the math one correct. That is a big dub, and I was actually proud of
myself.
Yeah,
you got one question right, which is, I think, better than you've ever done before previously.
It's by far the easiest question.
You had a hard time.
I can't
time
believe
with
Jake
it.
Got it wrong.
Well, the way he said it made it sound like a different thing.
No, I got it.
Half of 2 plus 2.
It's 3.
Yeah, 2 plus 2. What's half of 2 plus 2?
Jake doesn't know that. That's okay. Uh-huh. You got to take a break. Everyone says they're now frustrated with the dumb off results. But Johnny, let's see if the sash still fits you.
Johnny!
You haven't earned it yet.
I can't wear it yet.
Why are you sweating so much, bro?
That's oil. It's all oil. It's all oil.
What the?
Klein Alley.
Still Monday, still K-Rock, still Klein Alley Show. We'll get into your ADD news in just a moment. But first...
Klein Alley, sweet gibbets. Hey, this is a bit of a complaint about Allie.
Hold on 1 second. There's a lot of those coming through. We're going to have to keep that for later. We don't have time to possibly get into all that right now. But
he
what do you,
did
what do you
say
think?
A bit of a complaint. Just right, a bit.
The nicest way anyone could say they're calling with a complaint about the show. And there's no shortage of these, but...
Hey, this is a bit of a complaint about Allie.
All right, well, we get it. Trust me, we're on your side, sir. Let's get into this, your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
So if you still miss Jackie the Bald Eagle and you've been looking for ways to help or contribute, the big Friends of Big Bear Valley would like you to not get scammed in the process. And they are issuing a new warning that is going out to everybody saying, be on the lookout for any Jackie-related scams. Because for every tragedy, there's a douchebag trying to capitalize on it. And this is what's happening now with some Jackie merch.
Now, hold on. Before you share the details, who's the first person you know that got scammed because of an eagle?
Oh, that's you. That would be you.
That's right. Because if I get any sort of thing in the mail that has an eagle emblem on it, I assume it is official. And I have given a lot of my personal information and money to websites that have eagles that look official. Eagle is, that is the most, of all the birds that will fool me, the goddamn eagle gets me every time.
And pretty easy to find a stock image of any eagle.
Yeah, but some of them, they have the eagle. The one I fell for the first time had eagle with stars around it as well.
It was a cartoon one?
Yes,
cartoon. And it just got knocked out.
It didn't just get knocked out, Omar. It was a very, like, a proud-looking eagle that had stars on it.
And I gotta help this eagle.
Said USA next to it, and I go, all right, they can have my information.
I'm proud to scam you.
I was trying to get a passport renewed or a birth certificate, so I was already kind of in the right area for it, but I just happened to be on a completely fake website.
So when that happens, you just Google passport? And then you click on the first thing you see?
Yeah, first thing, because I usually will skip
past.
You're
like, that's a scam. The second link. Now that's the right one.
The first eagle looked a little too, phony. The second eagle was like, that's a real eagle.
Yeah.
I mean, a cartoon of it, but still.
As we mourn the loss of beloved Big Bear Eagle Jackie.
Yeah, which we really do. We are all so sad.
She hates Jackie.
Yeah, I know. What's up with that?
She probably was the only person in the office going, why are we still talking about this stupid effing eagle?
And we have a warning today about Jackie merch being sold under false pretenses. Fake merch is circulating with some sellers claiming the proceeds will benefit the facility. They say they are not involved with any of these sales. The Friends of Big Bear Valley adds that official Jackie memorial merchandise has not even been announced yet. The Ojai Raptor Center is urging fans to only donate through its official website.
Now, meanwhile, Shadow doesn't seem to be grieving much. He's already invited a new eagle to hang out at his place all weekend. and he's already beginning a kind of situationship with this new eagle. Its name is KD1, and they say it's still just a friend zone type situation, and that they're also not sure yet of the gender. They think that it's a girl.
Slut.
But it might just be we could be getting Shadow's newly single gay phase.
That's what you're hoping for.
Dude, these shirts are cool. I think I'm going to get one.
Wait, the fake ones?
Oh, yeah, man. These are so much better than anything, whatever that charity BS is going to provide.
Well, I mean, the Ojai Raptor Center, I'm cool. Sure. It's just one lady who's like, man, I'll put her a little picture.
Well, once again, they're missing the moment. Yeah.
I mean, you know, like, she's not a digital.
There's one where she's, like, flying and there's, like, flames in the background. Cool. Oh, man.
I want a gay shadow shirt.
Fly free, Jackie, it says.
Oh, give me one of those, Omar. Give me a fly free jacket.
I will,
shirt.
Yeah. These I'll tell are you great.
Back for it. Or whatever, this scammer's going to get millions of dollars.
Well, once again, by the way, we're not above buying illegal. I mean, we buy bootleg.
We should make our own.
We buy bootleg merch outside of our own shows.
I know. I think the problem is that they're saying it goes to donate to the Eagles, and it doesn't. Right. You know, that if you're going to just be any idiot on Etsy making a shirt, fine. We all know that.
This is all on Etsy, all the ones that I'm looking at.
Yeah, all the time. But if it says the proceeds are going to something that it's not, and you feel like you're benefiting them when
Remember
you're not.
Omar bought all that merch outside of K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas with the band lineups that weren't even playing.
It was my wife.
Night.
It wasn't me.
Yeah, she came home with a shirt that had a bunch of bands we didn't even have.
This isn't right. What are you doing here?
Yeah. So the Savannah Bananas are getting bigger and bigger. We finally went to a game earlier this year, and their season has gone on to bigger and bigger venues. I don't know about you, but I've started seeing more of their games on TV. They were playing it at the gym when I was there.
Well, they signed a deal with Disney or some BS.
Yeah, so their games are now more televised, and they're even performing at award shows and things like that. So over the weekend, it seemed that they did some kind of collab with Disney because it was a game in Denver. They were playing the Indianapolis Clowns. I don't know if you're interested.
I love that team. That's the team we saw them play, right?
That's the one you wanted the hat of that you couldn't get, right?
Yeah, I love the Clowns.
That you couldn't get.
I could have gotten it.
Because you didn't walk 4 feet.
They didn't have the right color scheme I wanted. I wanted to look real deal in my Indianapolis Clowns hat.
So, Kristen Bell did an appearance. She just walked down the stands. She sang this, like, musical theater medley and obviously sang some hits from Frozen because it was part of D23 where they announced Frozen 3 and all this other stuff. So you're going to see more and more crossover between Savannah Bananas and Disney, I'm sure. The question is, have they jumped the shark?
I'm
going to
make
point?
A big, bold statement that in a
if
year...
If they had a shark, I would have been in.
No one's going to care about Savannah Bananas in a year because I think that's right. We all like the fact they were this little scrappy underdog story.
Yeah, that you had to seek them out and try and find them. They were this mysterious thing. Can you get a ticket? Can you see what a show is like? Now, if you can watch them on TV, it's just kind of like, it ruins the novelty.
Yeah.
And also getting like big star guest cameos from Kristen Bell, I feel like it just makes it kind of cringe. When you are at work, you are probably not going to discover millions of dollars, but that is not what happened. That is what happened, rather, for this construction crew. And this was not in America, I will say, but they were just constructing. They were doing some construction work. They were installing some new sewer pipes, and they found $10 million in gold bars in the walls. Now, what do you do if you discover that kind of money? I mean, of course, at first, maybe you don't realize the value of it, but if you're just working and you discover it...
You take a few bars and put them in your pocket, and then you declare that you found a few others, but they don't know how much were... You know, I mean, that's the thing. If they claim that they found... How many did they find? $10
million
worth?
$10 million worth of gold
that
bars.
That means there's probably $20 million in the wall. Usually that's what that means, because you can't hide it all, but that's...
I mean, like, why do any of us even know about this?
I would imagine.
They shouldn't have said they found anything.
When I lived in the oldest house I lived in here in L.A., which was built in, like, the 20s, I was really convinced I should have started tearing into the walls. Because I think the walls, probably, that's where people hide stuff.
Well, you didn't need to find a rich weirdo who was paranoid.
Just, you know,
and
be rich.
Hid stuff.
Just a weirdo that just didn't trust the banks and put all their money in the walls.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you start ripping into mattresses and walls at Airbnbs, I feel like eventually you're going to find some money, right?
Yeah, and then that cleaning fee covers it, right?
Right, yeah. Pay that $200 deductible or whatever.
Get some spackle, figure it out.
Be worth it. If you find it, we get into a brand new hour of the show in mere moments. The greatest hour of your life, perhaps.